Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We've got an answer to the starting quarterback. Dan Quinn started this press conference about a minute ago. We're going to pick it up from the very beginning so you guys can hear what he said out in Ashburn.
Up on the captains and discuss those. So on offense, Laramie Tunsil, and man, what an impact he's made, this consistency, the standards. He's really impacted us on and off the field. On defense, it'd be Deron Payne, and really just kind of pointed out to the team his intentional work. It's been from the spring through camp and a guy ready to go. And then on special teams, Percy Butler. Guy's just been an absolute, you know, badass teams on the field, off the field. We love his nature, what he brings to us. So three excellent guys there. Want to give a quick congrats to Josh, to Mark Klaus. Final vote of RFK. That's big news, you know, for the fans, for the city. And a lot of people, you know, worked really hard, you know, to create an opportunity like that. And so just want to acknowledge that. And then coming off a long wait, we're ready to go. Two tough teams, ready to go fight and battle for it. Right attitude, right mindset. You know, we're a resilient group. That's what I felt from the beginning. And that's where we're at. So I'm not going to go through the entire injury report, but give updates when I can. Jaden was limited today on the field. We decided to start Marcus and said at the beginning we were going to be very diligent on his return to play and make sure we didn't miss any steps. So we're going to be smart. Not just fast, and player wants to do everything all the time. That's who he is as a competitor, which I love. But that's how we'll roll. So take all your questions going from here.
So just to be clear, Jaden will not play Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. Were you able to watch him run at all? Did you see him test that knee? And what was the final – what did it come down to for you?
Yeah, just not being there all the way yet, John, honestly, like being able to do everything. So – there's also a side that it was an excellent week because the progress and encouragement to go. So the fact that he was able to, so, you know, running, you know, linear running, speed work. So there's a, you know, it's a good, like, kind of next to, you know, getting ready to play.
Was he close enough that it made it a difficult decision, or was it very clear that it was not time?
Yeah, I didn't really put it into that space. Shut your eyes when you know it's ready to go. And like I said, we're just not going to do this thing in a fast way. We're going to do it in a smart way and make sure we make the right decisions. I think I said earlier, we know, you know, his importance to us and what we do, but it's going to try to just be as smart as we can, honestly.
And over the years, how have you come to accept the fact that you have to tell the most determined athletes in the world, you can't go this week, you
yes.
can't play this week?
And yeah, I learned that probably as a head coach at the ASA. I remember going back to Matt Ryan, like he was trying and he couldn't say no. I said, I got this one. And I remember, like, he had an ankle, and I just, you're out, and just nodded his head because he couldn't get himself to say, DQ, I'm not right. And so that's part of it for us to trust our eyes. You know, there's metrics and things, speeds and those tests. But also, like, the eye test still works, too. And through the years, sometimes it goes all the way to game day, and then you could feel that part to say, can you be yourself? And yes. And but there's also players that, like, protect them from themselves. And I think that's probably just, you know, come through the years of experience, DA.
Tom, you go.
I guess I was just going to ask the thought process between announcing it now versus waiting to game day. Was it just to the point where you show them to change your mind?
Correct. Yep. So I just thought, hey, man, this is where we're at, and go through another good workout in tomorrow to go keep pushing at that space. So just kind of staying on course, really, and go after it hard again tomorrow.
I know you guys have talked about, you know, the confidence that you have in Marcus if he needed to step in. But, you know, particularly in this matchup against the Raiders, what gives you sort of reaffirmation that he's going to be able to handle things on offense, how Cliff wants it to be run?
Yeah, a lot at zero, honestly, to do with this week. And so when we have him here, it's having two QBs in the building. And we've been together now going into our second season. So the room's pretty fantastic. They lean on each other, what things are best, how to feature the guys into that space. So I would say it's probably the, you know, our time together of what we've seen, where he's at. About a month ago, he had an Achilles injury, maybe a little longer, maybe. But he really worked hard to get that part right. And maybe 3 weeks ago or so, man, you could feel all the things coming back. And the first, you know, week of the season, working, you know, against the defense on so many things. But he's just got such a, you know, a strong grasp of what we do and how we get down.
Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon.
What can you tell us about the exact nature of the injury to Jaden? And do you have a sense of how long this might keep him from playing?
I wish I was smarter at that, but I'm not going to play the doctor. I just can't. But what I can say is that, you know, like when you're out running on the grass, that's a good sign that you're making progress and you're hitting all the right marks. And so it also takes your legs to throw a lot. You know, it's not just a, you know, an upper body stationary throw. It's everything to go through that, your movements to stuff. So we're definitely encouraged about where, you know, the progress is being made. But as far as the specifics of it, I won't go into. But I can say that he's making, like, good progress. So I wanted to see the speeds and the throwing, although it just seems like you'd think that's just upper body. It's way more than that, you know, different platforms. How do I, you know, move and go? So that's a big part of it too. But there's also in and out of the pocket, doing all the things to go. So we still got work to do.
Hi, Coach Quinn. I'm actually JP's backup.
All right. You're a starter. Yeah. Now, here
it's
we go.
Starter.
JP who?
I don't think I've heard this.
You're in the game. You're not the backup. You're a starter.
That's good point. Good point. I don't think this has been asked yet. When did you tell Jaden, and what was his reaction? I'm sure, obviously, he wanted to play, but understanding the situation.
Yeah. It was going to be during the, you know, post-practice today to make sure we could hit all the marks. And like for an athlete and a competitor like he and some of his teammates, first thing you want to do is make sure, you know, check in from the neck up and see this is where we're at, and this is the best thing to do for the team, even though it's hard. It's the more difficult right over the easier wrong. And, you know, that's why I want to make sure also, what do we learn from these? What do we grow from? You know, the only thing worse than not seeing him out there on the bench is, you know, not getting to what's the lessons, you know, how do we apply them? And but this guy's a real competitor, like to his core, and that's where we're at.
He was just like cool.
Jaden Daniels is out Sunday. Marcus Mariota will start. Dan Quinn's press conference continues from Ashburn.
That's, you know, that's kind of the way we roll on everything. We're really up front with the guys and tell them what we want, what we're looking. Fortunately, we've all had, you know, some good time together, so we have a lot of trust, and we're always going to make the best decisions for the guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
I know you've talked about before having contingency plans in case one guy or another guy kind of has to go out, but the sheer amount of volume of players that you're going to be missing potentially even with other guys this yep. weekend versus last week, how do you feel like your staff has kind of reacted to adjusting as needed?
Yeah, we talked about it right off the bat, Dave, to be honest with you, to say that's part of adversity and you know it's going to come for every team. It just happened on the injury side to hit ours earlier than some. But you want to make sure we talk to the players at the beginning. All of you are likely to have a chance to go win it. We want you to think of that not as a possibility, but as a certainty. And so when we talk about our roster, if you're on the practice squad or not to come up, it's not, don't worry about it, we're still learning it. You have to know the system. You have to get reps at practice. And so that's why we really push one another for the readiness. And that way, when you do get called up or activated, it's not, how I got to learn this or I got to be on this. Like, no, man, you know the system. Keep working your skills. So it can be frustrating for the player waiting, but, you know, it's cliches and stay ready and all that. But if you put them in, you're also in practice, I'm saying, you're proving that you are. You're proving that you can be counted on and be ready to deliver. And, like, we are, if I had three words for this team, resilient AF. And we've got, AF's not a word, I know, but the part that I love about our group, that these guys really care, they want to fight for it, and it's just all that counts, man. So it's what I would expect from us to step into spaces and deliver.
Dorrance Armstrong, we've talked about him being in the backfield a lot before, but just not finishing maybe as much as he would like and you would like as well. A sack in each game so far this season. How positive is it for you to see him finishing a little bit more regularly? And where do you think he needs to kind of take that next step to even go further?
Yeah, I'm proud to see the camp that he had and how he started off onto the season. He's worked hard, and with the versatility we have now, David, we can better feature players in different spots than maybe we were able to a year ago. And how do we find matchups and go, and Vaughn's help with that, and Frankie and Jacob and others. And having flexibility helps, you know. How do you want to match up? How do you want to do things? But you also have to be smart enough to handle all that. And DA is right in the middle of all of that. So I've loved that Vaughn is coming here, has helped him, you know, also. He's been the mentor to Javonte. Now there's other people to, you know, continue with his growth. And he's off to a good start.
All right. That was Dan Quinn. We heard the most important information, kind of what we thought we were going to hear today. Dan Quinn ruled Jaden Daniels out for Sunday. Marcus Mariota will start against his former team, the Raiders. Josh Johnson, I'm assuming he didn't say that necessarily, or maybe he did, but Josh Johnson is the backup. I thought it was very interesting, not necessarily telling in any way, shape, or form, but he was asked, you know, a couple of times. He was asked initially, I know, by Nikki about sort of the nature of the injury and how long you'd be out, and then he was asked that even more pointedly a little while later. And he was not comfortable. I was watching it, not comfortable answering it. They're not giving any information on this injury, period. Essentially, what he said was that he wouldn't elaborate, you know, on the specifics of the injury or how long Jaden will be out, only to say that he is encouraged with the progress. You know, his speed work, his throwing work. But, you know, they're not going to go fast on this. They're going to take it smart. This is a knee, not a rib injury. We've been talking about that all week. But, yeah, I think there's a mystery right now for a lot of people because of the way they have kept a lot of the information close to the vest. Yes, some of you pointed out, how did you know or have a super strong hunch when the show started that it was going to be Mariota? Well, yeah, you get certain things just a few hours away from the announcement. But I'll tell you what, right now, I don't know that anybody knows for sure the nature of the injury other than the people very close to the situation. The team, Jaden, his agent, his family, and maybe some teammates for sure. I do know that he's had a big knee brace on his knee at times during the week. And yeah, we'll see whether or not this turns into a next week thing. We don't have to worry about that until Monday. But my sense is that it will probably, regardless of whether or not he is set to play next week or not, the way they handled it this week, and I think they're smart too, they'll drag it out next week too and make Atlanta prepare for two quarterbacks as long as they can. So there you go. Jaden will miss his first start since he was drafted. Remember, he started that Carolina game and then came back the next week and started against Chicago. So his first start, missing Sunday's game against the Raiders. Week three, Marcus Mariota. The point spread, you know, dropped the other day just based on the suspicion of Jaden potentially being out, from 6.5 to 3.5. It is now down to 2.5 in a lot of spots. I would imagine it'll go to 1.5 or 2 before kickoff on Sunday. All right, when we come back, my smell test picks, and we will give you a Sunday prediction, but it is official. Jaden Daniels out, Marcus Mariota in. We still don't know really the specifics around this knee injury and whether or not it is just a one-week thing or potentially more. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.